Hello, hello, hello. This is J.R. McNair. I am so happy to be here co-hosting this great show with none other than Lisa LaDay Davis of Kennesaw CPA. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, doing well.
Listen, we're so excited to get you rolling and going and out here helping all these entrepreneurs, small business owners across the nation. When I say across the nation, a lot of you all may not know that Lisa has a successful practice in Omaha, Nebraska, that she has led for years, and she has decided to grace us with her presence here in the great city of Atlanta, more specifically here in Kennesaw. Her firm here, Kennesaw CPA, is one of the fastest growing firms in the metro Atlanta area. She's helping people, highly rated on Yelp, doing some amazing things. And we're so excited. We're going to get to our guests today that are here with us in the studio. But before that point, you know, I want to have an opportunity, Lisa, just to kind of ask you some questions, just kind of go about, you know, just asking you some specific things along the lines of business and what it means to get things done. And I know we're talking about, you know, the our show is Atlanta Financial Hour, but there are some things, you know, in companies and in growth that can really stretch you and can really put pressure on you. And what are some of the challenges overall of just starting a company when you're getting it going? What are some of those challenges that you can share?
Well, that's interesting because that's what we work a lot with Kennesaw CPAs. We work with business owners and entrepreneurs across the metro Atlanta area, focusing on the structure, the development, and the growth of their businesses. So when we look at the different challenges that business owners have, of course, when you look at data that suggests why businesses fail, if you look at 75% of those reasons relate to finance. So that's why we like to focus there. But when we look at a business owner as a whole, they're wearing so many hats. Their marketing, their operations, their own accountant, especially when they're just getting started. So they're having to do so many different things. I think one of the biggest challenges of getting started is really finding the right advisors, partners to go on this journey with you, especially at the stage where you don't have a lot of capital to invest into paying for outside resources, but finding the right partners to start off with that can give you that advice to take you from, you may get started and you have 75% of what you need, but taking you from that 75 to that 95 to that 100% is just finding the right resources and the right people to surround yourself with.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's awesome. Tell me some things, because I know we look at some of those pitfalls, but what are some things that they can avoid, you know, not doing, you know, because I know some things maybe that they can do that can be successful. Tell me about some things that maybe they can avoid doing that will probably keep them, you know, out of the bread line as a business.
Well, you know, when you're starting your business, you want to tell everybody to dream big because you want them to have lofty goals. You want them to have that BHAG. But when you're doing your financials and your projections, you want them to dial that up, that down a bit, especially when it comes to their sales figures. A lot of people get started and they're projecting really high on what their business is going to do sales-wise. So when we build out, say, the cash flow projections and their financials, it's not identifying correctly what type of capital they're going to need to invest in their business to get started. So one of the biggest pitfalls in getting started is not having enough capital. And one reason for that is projecting too highly on when that revenue is going to get started, how much that revenue is going to be, and not dialing that back enough so you can identify where you're going to have those low levels of cash flow and income and being able to get the resources for that ahead of time versus trying to find capital at the last minute.
Yeah, that's something. And capital is so important. You know, can you give them maybe some sources of capital that maybe they when they're looking at, you know, either starting or growing their company, what are some sources that they may be able to look at maybe that are some maybe low hanging fruit?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to get started. You know, everybody understands that the bank is a resource for capital. That is sometimes a challenge when you're just getting started with your business and business doesn't have a couple years worth of operations, but just your own savings, your investments. family, friends. And then something that people don't talk about very often is using your own retirement plan as a source of capital. There's some options for using a self-directed 401k to start up a C corporation and to invest into your business or a franchise, to where you're taking your money out of your 401k without any penalty or taxes, and you're investing it into a business, which then is going to encapsulate that into their own 401k. And then that cash flow can be used into the operations of the business, the capital equipment, that sort of thing.
That is
a
awesome.
Lot of different options.
Yeah. And I think those are some things. And you all can go to KennesawCPA.com or I want you to talk about briefly about the other service that was developed, the tax guide. Can you talk about the tax guide? Because they can find information online at thetaxguide.com. But where talk to us about what the tax guide is. And
you know, and that's a good point. We started the tax guide probably about a year ago. Just in our years, I've been a CPA for over 18 years now and always focused on the owner-engaged businesses. Sometimes that's small and medium-sized businesses, but it's the businesses where the owners engage in the operations of their business. And the reason we like to focus there is we like to look for resources to help that owner do what they need to do to make that business successful, to scale that business. So one of the things that we started was called thetaxguide.com. Is the website that you can go to, but it's a subscription-based service for small to medium-sized business owners where for a low monthly fee, they can invest in getting their accounting set up. It's not a bookkeeping service. You still do your own bookkeeping, though you can add that on as an add-on, but it allows them to have comfort level that they're going to have a resources. They're going to have an expert that they can talk to on the accounting side. It gives them unlimited consultation during the year. And at the end of the year, to top everything off, your tax return is included. So if you pay that monthly fee, you're going to have your accounting software. We help you get set up on that QuickBooks so you can keep keeping your books all year long. We prepare that tax return with you at the end of the year. And then we're there all year long to do the tax planning, the questions, answer the questions, and do consultations along the way.
That's great. That's great. I know that's a great product that, because I know when I was getting started in business, if I had a CPA consultant accountant to reach out to when I had those questions, instead of trying to keep them all to myself like I knew it all, you know, I would have saved some time, some money and energy. And that's really, you know, as we talk to these guests that, you know, we've invited on today, you know, I really want to kind of get into some of the things that have worked for them, some of the things to look out also in what they're currently doing. And so, you know, first I want to have an opportunity to talk to Miss Monica Clark of Nurse Miracle. Say hello to everybody.
Hello out there, everyone.
Most definitely. And secondly, but not least, Ms. Donna Stroman of Be Well Atlanta.
Hello.
Most definitely. All right. So we got them on. And I know, Lisa, you have some questions that you wanted to talk to them about, some things that we really, you know, both of you all are doing some amazing things. I know, you know, what Nurse Miracle is making happen in the hair industry to change people's lives, because this was a part of Monica, the way her own product changed her own life. And then Donna coming in and really just doing some innovative things in the wellness space, specifically on the massage and in those areas, and helping corporations to take care of their employees and take care of their people, just doing some great things. So I'm going to turn it over to Lisa and let Lisa go ahead and talk to you all about some of the things that you all are growing through as you're raising these amazing companies up.
Thank you. Well, this is the fun part of my job. I actually had all afternoon to talk with Monica as well as Donna about their businesses. And so though I love working with numbers, I love talking to people, especially entrepreneurs, about the journey that they're going through, the development that they're doing with their business. It's fun to watch that as a process. And so in talking to both of you guys, I've learned some interesting things about your business, your stories as far as how you got started, what your current stage is, and where you'd like to be in 5 years. So I guess I'd like to start off with asking a question, and I'll start with you. Donna, mm-hmm. On what was the biggest challenge for you in getting your business started, And were you always determined to become an entrepreneur, or was that something you developed into?
I've always aspired to be an entrepreneur. I've led different management roles over the last 17 years that have set the pathway for this moment right here.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I've always aspired to be an entrepreneur. Regarding the challenges that I've had, it's a different world. You don't have the systems mapped out for you. You're creating your own systems. You are doing your own research. You're testing and proving a market. You're learning more about the market that you're trying to, you know, grow in every day. And the biggest challenge for me is just putting it all together, to be honest. It's a lot of work. I'm not going to say it's overwhelming. It's fun.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a challenge when it comes down to putting it all together. You know, it's so much information. And I think that the biggest outcome that I could probably hope for, and understanding not only just the financial side, because that's a big part of making the business successful, is just the direction, you know, helping to streamline the focus with all the information that I've been receiving. So I'm a new entrepreneur, yeah. Very new, about 3 months in.
Great.
And so it's exciting, but it's a little scary, but it's definitely exciting.
So given that you're a new entrepreneur, tell us a little bit more about your business and what you're doing with your business.
So my company is a corporate wellness company focusing on massage therapy, raising awareness to corporations, businesses, as well as the individuals who work there about their personal wellness or their health. We try to guide people or to bring awareness towards improving their lifestyle. Lots of individuals, they work long hours. They don't have the time indulge in massage therapy or other recreational or personal activities that increase their health. And so we wanted to bring wellness into the workplace, to give people the woo-saw moment, or just a moment to sit back and relax and take a moment at work, even if it's just 10 minutes to relax and, you know, have some time for themselves to refocus.
So your program could be part of, say, a corporate wellness program that you're brought in by the corporation to provide services for the employees?
That's correct. That's correct. We will be, it is a company that is brought in by the corporation as part of a wellness program. It could be an appreciation regard. It could be regular routine or, you know, during crunch times. But it's definitely to help with employee wellness and to hold the employers accountable for taking care of their employees.
Got it. And one thing I know about wellness programs is that eventually, when done right, they contribute to the corporation's bottom line financially, because if you create healthier, happier employees, you know, you're going to have less turnover, less employees out sick. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, you're going to improve your absenteeism.
Okay.
You're going to improve your productivity with a wellness program. The employees look forward to coming to work. They look forward to the appreciation regard. It helps to alleviate like chronic stress. I mean, over time, people doing repetitive actions, repetitive motions. It could be just overall just mental. You know, the mental energy it takes at times to do the job. So, yes, it does help with absenteeism, productivity. The bottom line, your employees are going to come to work happier, healthier. Over time, it will help to improve the bottom line.
I'm going to touch on that, too. I saw some data, and the data is amazing when you view it, about how much wellness programs have increased those bottom lines in corporations. And you talk about stress, you know, when we get to talk to Monica, you know, I was looking at a lot of people, what she does in the hair industry, and, you know, hair, your hair falls out from stress. You know, I mean, you know, your skin can be a certain way from stress, and, you know, just unwinding. But when we talk about that bottom line, just the sheer numbers, medical claims, you know, right. If people are taking care of themselves, then the medical claims are reduced. So I think that's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
I agree. And so what does your typical client look like? If I have a business of, say, 20 employees, can I call you and figure out how to implement you into my wellness program? Is there a certain size that you work with?
I would say that a corporate wellness program could be a one size fits all, or it could be customized for your business.
Okay.
At a level of 20 employees, it might be something that you offer quarterly. Or you could, it could be monthly. It just depends mm-hmm. on what your budget is. But 50 employees, it could be, you know, I work with a company now has 500 employees. So it's really just based on your business need. At a 20 employee, like I said, at a staff size or employee size of 20, we could go with, you know, even once a month is good, you know. So it just depends on what the business's objectives or goals are with the wellness program.
Amazing.
So if I have 5 employees in my company, though, if I wanted longer sessions, because I know you all do shorter sessions and longer sessions, if I want to just come in and work with my people for, you know, longer, like, you know, once a week, mm-hmm. that's still something can work.
That's still something that could work. You could do sessions as tip on average. Most companies do 10-20 minute sessions.
Okay.
But 20 minutes is really going to get in there and actually relax the employee. It's going to be the most beneficial for the employee. 10 minutes is good. That's like your energy booster.
Yeah.
That's what the 10 minute would be. But if you want to see more effective results with your staff, you want to go for the 20, even 30 minutes. We do 30 minutes as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. So if I have a company and I'm interested in your services, what's the best way to get in touch with you? I know your company is Be Well Atlanta, which right. I love that tagline.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. You could contact Be Well Atlanta at online at www.bewellatl.com. You can also reach out via email at info@bewellatl.com and on Facebook at Be Well Atlanta.
Got it. Be Well ATL. I love that.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm going to end that every radio show.
That's Be right. Be Well ATL. Yeah, yeah. We roll on that end. No,
Be
we,
Well.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And our next guest, but before we get into that next guest, I would like for you to tell us, you know, what Lisa was asking before. She said, you know, where are you going to be at, and what do you see Be Well over the next 4 or 5 years?
This is where we put you on the spot.
Yeah.
This is where you put on the spot. Okay, in the next 4 or 5 years, I see Be Well providing health and wellness services to major corporations around Atlanta. I'm going to shout out some names if it's okay.
Go ahead.
Like Coca-Cola,
yeah.
Tyler Perry Studios.
That's right.
Offering, helping their businesses to grow and prosper through our work. And
Delta.
Yeah. Delta.
That's
yeah.
right. Delta. Look, we got Amazon here too,
yeah.
right?
But we want to aspire to really just create the awareness of the individual health and to just improve corporations contribute to the culture of the organization.
Creating yeah. a culture of health yes. and mm-hmm. well-being.
Correct.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. So let's get it.
Amazing.
Let's get it. And our next guest is all about well-being, all about health, all about, you know, healthy hair. And just and so, you know,
I do have to add, I've kind of been sampling her products all
okay.
afternoon.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
It's Look, amazing.
Yeah. I've been sampling those products, too. And and I've used that. She got all kind of products, you know, uh-huh. from the face scrub and to yeah. the charcoal masks and it's a lot of good stuff. And you know, the one thing that the one product though that seems to soar amongst them all is Nurse Miracle, and it is just amazing product. Y'all have to go online and see what this product does. But you know, it's an amazing product. When I first saw it, I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I didn't realize that the results were as powerful as they were until I really saw the pictures.
I didn't either.
That's right. So, yeah. So most definitely. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And I know Lisa has some wants to dive in there with you on really, you know, some of those things that you have seen as an entrepreneur.
Well, I would just ask you to start with kind of your backstory, because I just found that in us talking this afternoon, just the most interesting on how you got started, how you realized personally how amazing your product was, and how you're the best spokesperson for that because you went through that.
Yes. So I'll focus only on Nurse Miracle for the question at hand. Okay. So Nurse Miracle is a hair beard stimulating product. And I was using the product. I had severe alopecia to the point where I thought that I could never wear my hair. And it wasn't just in my mind. It was professionals telling me that my follicles were dead. I was diagnosed with alopecia. I had been given corticosteroid injections. I had a scalp biopsy. And all of the outcomes and the results from the medical professionals, all of the outcomes were doom and gloom, pretty much, in a nutshell. So I decided to still have hope, and I started researching, and I came up with a solution, and I tweaked it over the years. So there was years that I had this product, but I was applying it haphazardly whenever I wanted to. I noticed that the ingredients caused my protective styles, as they call them, my braids and weaves. It caused my braids and weaves, my hair underneath that, to stay fresher longer. It didn't have that raunchy smell that we have from wearing those extended hairstyles. And it also moisturized, and it decreased the gunk, that buildup that we get when we use products and we use things to moisturize our hair. We get this buildup when we take the product, when we take the weave and extensions out of our hair. And I noticed that was minimized. So I was like, okay, this is good for stimulating my scalp, and it's good for moisturizing. So I called it a hair stimulator. And like I said, I haphazardly used it. Like I didn't have a ritual routine. It was whenever I thought about it, which was like twice a week. But when I cut my hair back in 2017, I noticed in 2018, only it was like an aha moment, a light bulb. I noticed that my hair had filled in because I was doing some stimulation. I was doing some TLC. I was applying moisture and water, and I was applying the product more. So I was giving my hair love, and my hair gave me love back. And my follicle said, I am alive. I am not dead. And my follicle said, hair will grow. You know, yeah, they said that your follicles were dead. And once follicles die, they do not come back. So because of this transformation, I decided to rename the product Nurse Miracle. Because I am a nurse. And according to what was cast over me with the diagnosis and the, you know, what the medical professionals told me, I felt like, okay, this must be a miracle because I'm not supposed to have hair growth. So since I'm a nurse and this is a miracle, let's call this Nurse Miracle.
Amazing story. And I'm glad you shared that story with everybody. So essentially, you created the product for hair care, to stimulate your scalp, to bring back some life in your hair. And little did you know, it brought back life to your hair follicles. Yes. And your hair started to grow again.
Yes.
And now you wear your hair natural without any extensions or anything else. It's your full head of hair.
Never was able to do this. I've been in Atlanta for 14 years. And like I said, 2017... we'll take away 18 and 19. So 12 years plus before I got here, I had this condition. And some of it was genetics from childhood thinning hair genetically. Some of it was from a surgery that I had on my hairline which produced an area of repetitive breakage. It'll grow, it'll break. And then some of it was from traction from weaves. And so I had multiple things going on, thinning, surgery, the results of surgery, and I had traction alopecia, which they didn't diagnose it as traction, but they said that was part of it. So I was diagnosed with a condition called cicatricial alopecia, which is scarring alopecia. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, follicles are dead. You have this condition. Your hair's not going to grow back.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And I think that's a product that will benefit a lot of people.
Yes.
Once we're able to tell people where they can go to get in contact with you, how they can learn more, and then more information on some of the other awesome products that you've, your body butter, some of the other things that are all natural, mm-hmm. that is produced by you, not in a factory or not in another country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that we go into, I'll tell you how to get in touch with me very briefly, less than a minute. Mm-hmm. We go to stores, namely, stores where our hair care products are sold, and we hope. We read the labels. We trust. Some of us believe, if we weren't told otherwise, we believe. We trust. We hope. We believe. We read. We buy. But we don't know the results. For Nurse Miracle, I am the recipient of the success of the product. So to reach me, you can reach me via my website, which is www.theregalme.com, theregalme.com, or you can email me at info@theregalme.com. And I'm on social media sites under the same name, The Regal Me. If it is Instagram, just put an underscore between the_regal_me.
That's great. And then hopefully once we get all the SEO and everything working, they'll be able to Google Nurse Miracle and they should pull you up right away.
Hopefully.
That's right. Get it going. That's right. Totally.
So let it be done.
Good. And then so to continue on some of the other products, the body butter, some of the other things that you make using all natural ingredients, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. So Burger King makes burgers. We just left Burger King. McDonald's makes burgers. Everyone can go home and make a burger. Mm-hmm. So what is special about the Nurse Miracle's body butter? The Nurse, I have kind of got it down to a consistency where it comes on smooth. Shea in and of itself is a great product regardless. But I instill oils in mine. I infuse oils and I also infused rosemary, which is good for your hair. So it's not just for your skin. It's for your hair as well and your beards. So that is the body butter. And then we have a wonderful product that is not so popular as far as the natural people who are making products like myself. It's out there in the market, and it is charcoal. And so I make a charcoal mask called Chebony Glow because it's charcoal, the cheb, and the ebony, it's black. Chebony Glow. And Chebony Glow will make your skin glow, and it also whitens your teeth. And so when we go and look on the market,
I still haven't used it for my teeth, but I have used it on the face, and it does feel amazing when it goes on.
I challenge you in here to go look. Yeah. When you look, you're going to find that they're making products for teeth separate from the face mask. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the masks are applied on these sheets that you're not really getting the good charcoal to your face like you are with my product, which is a direct, it's almost like a mud mask. So it's 2-in-1. That's what I think is unique about Chebony Glow. It's 2-in-1. And it does make your skin feel good. It makes it look, it glows, your skin glows, and your pores are refined. So it tones, it shrinks your pores, and it gives you a glow.
Well, I'm sitting across from you, and I can attest that you have wonderful skin.
Thank you.
Very smooth, glowing skin. So I'm assuming you use all of your products.
I need some today. Don't look too hard.
I can't wait to use it tonight. I will definitely, and I'll give you some feedback and tell you how welcome, it works.
I seriously, you know what? Yes. I'm doing this just as my friend sitting next to me, Miss Donna. I'm doing what I do really to help and enhance the lives of other people as well as myself, and I welcome feedback.
Great. I really
do. What was one of the things when you were getting this going that was probably the hardest for you? Because, I mean, you're manufacturing products, so what was hardest about this?
The hardest was because I, by nature, I don't sell stuff, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to pitch what I'm doing to people. I know what I got is so good, but I don't let people know. When you went to my website yourself, you saw this wonderful nurse miracle, and you said it took you 9 minutes to find it on my website.
Yeah, because it was other products that were on it. Then I said, all the products was amazing, but I just thought that I said, man, this one is the one. But it, you know, it was like kind of I had to figure that out.
Right. And I don't know that that's why I'm collaborating with these wonderful professionals, is because I know what I do and what I have is great. But I don't know all the ins and outs to make it successful. And I don't know how to pitch myself, but I'm learning. And so one of the problems or the challenges mm-hmm. was that I had these great products, but I didn't let people know. So how are they going to buy into something they don't know what to buy into?
You have hit on one of the number one challenges for small business. If you can have a great product, you can have a great service, but if only you and a few know, you don't have a great business.
Right.
And so that's the goal, is to how to get that message out so you can then eventually have a great business out of what you're providing, and you're providing something that's needed.
Yes.
And I'll say something else that she touched on. Lisa, why don't you touch on some of the importance of, she talked about other people that are helping professionals, teams, you know.
Yes. Yeah, you know, we've talked about that a good portion of the day, and we call them different things. We call them advisors. The key word, I think, about 5 years ago was called the trusted advisor. Everybody wanted to be a trusted advisor, mm-hmm. from your accountant to your financial advisor to your insurance agent. Now what we're talking about is accountability partners. Mm-hmm. They're people that are not only advisors to you, but it's going to hold you accountable for things that you need to do in your business to keep things going, to hit that next mark. One of the things we start with a lot of businesses that we work with is we start with a plan. We look at what you did last year, but let's start with the plan, because if we develop a plan, then we have something to hold ourselves accountable to. So I'd like to hear from both of you how you structure your team around you or your accountability partners.
Yeah, go, you started out. Start us out, Donna.
How do I structure my accountability partners?
Yes.
How do I structure my team?
Mm-hmm.
Hoping I'm answering this correctly. One thing is I'm looking at experience. I'm looking at what my goals are and what experience that person has or the people have that I'm looking to work with or to help advise me.
That's correct.
I think it's very important because, again, when I go back to saying streamlining or for being able to focus and have that laser sharp vision, I think it's important to have the right people in place. And so people who do that, who that's their job. I'm really looking at people who, like you all, that's your job. That's what you do every day, is help make businesses successful, help to bring to fruition the dreams that people have. And so that's one of the things that I look at. I mean, and then of course, you know, we, as an entrepreneur, I'm out, you know, we're out researching on our own. And if I'm hearing a lot of the same things that I'm reading from my advisors, then I'm like, I know that this is the right person or these are the right people to help me. So that's what I've been looking for. And so, yeah, that's my answer.
That's great. Okay. That's a great answer.
Okay, so my answer is, how will I be structuring my team? I will be structuring my team around my areas of weakness. so that my purpose, my goal is fortified with strength from things that I know that I'm not good at. So my team is going to consist of other components that I may not be good at, or I may not have time.
Yes.
May not have time to do some things that maybe in the past when I was using this as a hobby, I had more time to do. So I will structure my team around fulfilling the components of my team with those who are experts or very good at the areas that I am not expert and very good at.
And that's a very good point. I do the same with my accountability partners, because as a business owner, there will always be something to do. But the key is spending your time doing the right things. And that's something that accountability partner can help with. Not only can you learn what things you need to outsource, what things you need to keep in-house, but what things you need to keep at the forefront. And I'm sitting next to my accountability partner, so I'll try not to look at him as I say this. but people that remind you that you need to put certain things aside so you can focus on the key things that are going to push your business forward. So I don't know if you want to add to that, Mr. McNair.
Hey, well, listen, it's all about just having people who you can trust and just people who you know got your best interest at hand, you know. And I mean, because we're all out here figuring stuff out. But I think it's having good people that are around you who care about you, care about your success.
I think that's optimal, really. Yeah. Out of all that we said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and having people, because like I said, you know, you got people who, you know, may have different motives and reasons. And I think if you can find the people that are like, you know what, these people really care about whether or not I'm successful or not. And I think, you know, that takes some time to find those people. Sometimes you have to go through some people that maybe aren't that way. And I've seen people all the time where they're like, you know what, this happened to me, so I'm not going to let anybody else have an opportunity to let this happen to me. It's just the same thing in any relationship, but it's like, hey, you know what? If you don't do that, then you can't have the opportunity to engage with those people who may be able to help. So I would just say it's a trust thing. And sometimes we have to put ourselves out there in a position of vulnerability in certain aspects to get those right people to figure it out. So, you know, just trust. And sometimes you got to start out small. You got to start out with where you're comfortable with and then keep growing from there. So that's what I think.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, I mean, yeah, no. I am, you know, this has been a great show. I mean, I'm so happy. Look, I'm sitting around the room, and you know, the funny thing is, I'll say this, like, black women are the number one demographic for entrepreneurs across the nation. I'm serious. And you know, I'm sitting around some beautiful, powerful women that just so happen to be black, but they're making things happen. And I'm excited to be here as a fly on the wall and see everything that y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, keep making it happen. And know you got people behind you. So
yeah, awesome.
Yeah, most definitely. So this is all, folks. So this is
and just to add, remember to go and check out Be Well Atlanta, and to check out theregalme.com.
Please.
Trust me, you want to go and check out both these websites and you want to learn more about what these ladies have to offer.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And we appreciate y'all. Until next time, this is the Atlanta Financial Hour with Lisa Lede Davis.
Be well.